USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden is confirming he will sit down again with Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders Tuesday to resume talks about the debt limit. However, McCarthy says he's not optimistic.
It seems that they want to look like they're in a meeting, but they're not talking anything serious.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer urged McCarthy to give up the standoff.
Never in the history of our country have we failed to pay our bills on time.
Republicans say Democrats don't want a deal on spending cuts. Democrats say they shouldn't have to. A key witness in House Republicans' investigation into the Biden family's business practices has gone missing.
These informants are kind of in the spy business.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, who's leading the investigation, says his team has been unable to reach the FBI informant. A new report says the FBI should never have launched the Trump-Russia probe during the 2016 election. DOJ Special Counsel John Durham's report says the FBI rushed to investigate Trump and ignored evidence that would have exonerated him. Police in New Mexico say three people are dead and several injured after a shooting in a rural town. It happened Monday in Farmington, northeast of Albuquerque.
What we do also know is that two officers were also injured. They are both receiving medical care at San Juan Regional Medical Center, and they are in stable condition.
The federal government is stepping up to stop a surge of illegal immigration at the southern border.
As of today, we have approximately 550 active duty troops that have arrived at the border.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says another 950 troops will be arriving by the end of the month. Most are headed to the Texas border town of El Paso. And a completely free IRS e-filing program may be coming soon. The Washington Post reports the agency's been quietly developing its own prototype system that could disrupt the tax prep market. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
Former President Trump is expressing validation after a report that said the FBI never should have launched that Trump-Russia probe during the 2016 election. In response, Trump told Fox Digital that former FBI Director James Comey and Democrats need to be held accountable for it. He said he was a victim. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, asked about his political operation, reportedly moving within Tallahassee today, something which could trigger disclosure requirements with federal officials.
As the attacks have ramped up, you know, we've had to create some cover for us, not only in our office, but out there. So there's a variety of things that go into that. And, you know, all I will say is I promise we would deliver big. We have. I'm going to sign the budget soon.
Pundits say the move's another sign DeSantis is planning a 2024 presidential campaign, in that he'll be required to file paperwork with federal election officials, thus acknowledging publicly for the first time that he's planning to run. President Biden honoring the nation's law enforcement as National Police Week kicks off today.
We thank our law enforcement community and recognize the heroism, selflessness, and absolute courage of officers all across America.
In a video posted to Twitter, Biden said the nation owes officers a debt of gratitude. He added, the answer is not to defund police. And a person's been picked to oversee efforts to save the Great Salt Lake, Brian Steed. The lake hit an historic low last year, and Steed will oversee state efforts to revive it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.